Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're going to take a look at the whole entire season two of The Boys. This season had a lot of stuff, particularly in the last two, three episodes, happen. And this episode tries to give some conclusions. Keith, what did you think of episode 8 and then also the whole entire season of The Boys?
I thought episode 8 was a strong one. I was a little disappointed they didn't go the route giving them Compound V, but after watching that episode, how they did and performed against it, I think they're going about this the right way. They don't need superpowers, resourcefulness that gets the job done. A nice bit of action to it. I think it's going to get old with them going against super powerful heroes. They don't pose any threat. Then they get stopped by some one-upmanship. Stormfront's end was appropriately gruesome.
She got like Anakin Skywalker.
She got jacked up. I think her end was a little worse in how that kind of went down. I did not see some of the deaths happening. Reset a status quo, but set it up for another villain or conflict. I kind of don't see where it's going to go from there, but overall, I thought this season was pretty good. I would rate it about as high as the first season, maybe a little bit lower, only because the first season was such a shocker. I think sophomore seasons always have the problem, have the worst of it. Trying to go with what works, still trying to make it fresh and new. So I think the second season's always, they got to do something really bold or really knock it out of the park in order to top that first season that comes through. Rate a little lower than the first season. And I had to agree with some of the sentiments you and Matt said, that it was disjointed, that with only 8 episodes, they should have gone a lot further in the plot. Just like the first season, we said that they could have done that whole plot, that whole first season in probably 5 episodes. This one, they could have stretched it out and told more of a story. Overall, I thought it was good. Can't wait for the next season. It's got to be pumped for the next season and everything. It was very funny. The Homelander money shot at the end was... that's typical of the show, and it was
well,
a nice capper.
No, because that was a cut scene from season 1. And
I didn't hear about that.
Amazon had some objections to it, but
yeah,
I guess at this point, the way that the show wrapped up, I don't know. But Matt?
I loved the last episode. It tied everything together despite the slow start for season 2. I agree with Keith as far as typically sophomore seasons, they try to do what they did very well and improve on it. I felt that they didn't try to do too much, but use the same formula and well-scripted writing, at least towards the end, to propel the depthness of the characters. So the last episode had a nice sense of humor as well as a lot of parody compared to the Marvel series, because when they had all the women together and then they were beating the shit out of Stormfront. I found that just hilarious because Stormfront is this arrogant chick who typically whoops everyone's ass, and they were just taking turns just going ham on her, which I found pretty funny. As far as the pacing of it, I felt the season probably could have went 12 episodes as far as diving into some of the characters. I didn't get a lot of as many wow moments as season 1 until the end of episode 8, although I felt that they, well, I don't want to say finished off because there's a chance that she can be back, but as far as Stormfront's demise, I felt that they probably could have kept her around. That way it made things a little bit more intriguing. I hope to see her again because she's such an intriguing character, period. Everything from her interaction with Homelander to other characters and how she fits overall in Vought's image. I'd be surprised if she showed up again, like in a mask or something, and gets coded as somebody else. Very, very much enjoyed the season, although I wish there was more, and I look forward to season 3.
All right. Well, I just felt this season was uneven. So as we talked about before, the first couple of episodes weren't very great, and it wasn't until that whole whale chase. Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah,
that was
funny. Which is like something I would expect from The Boys. That is just kind of outlandish, wacky, and it's like, okay, yeah, it kind of fits in this world. It seemed like the next episode did a whole bunch of setup after that, and then, like I said, the last 3 episodes just rushed everything together, particularly the last episode where we were talking about there's almost 6-7 different story angles they're trying to wrap up, and again, the whole thing about Butcher and his brother, I'm like, why is this in here? At this point in the season, at least. But I thought that there would be more about Homelander and the son. It goes back to how his son was already acting that, oh, I started to freak out. I want mom. And I thought there could be a possibility that maybe his son follows in Homelander's footsteps or Homelander grows a conscience, one of the two, but he did laser eye somebody. That guy just exploded. It just seemed like he just let go too easily. Queen Maeve blackmailing him. I knew that was a possibility. I just thought it was a little weak at this point. Homelander doesn't really care about anything except for himself. Right. So he could have just laser-eyed Maeve and that would have been the end of it. I thought this episode was okay for what it needed to do, which is end the season, but I expected the battle to be a little bit larger. I mean, it's a TV budget, so there could only be but so much. I'm not expecting endgame level battle, but I thought it would be a lot more important than what that was. I mean, that was just a regular old battle. Really do like the first season a lot more than this season. Think that this season is really a misfire. I think what you were talking about, Keith, with the sophomore jinx or sophomore follow-up, whatever you want to call it, that it didn't really live up to expectations. The show had so many interesting angles in the first season that they could have went into a lot of different directions, but Butcher's gone for 2.5 episodes to start the season. He's one of the more interesting characters. And then you're just kind of left with everybody's, here's this person's episode, Frenchie's episode. Here's MM's episode, him trying to redeem himself or something. But it didn't really live up to my expectations, which was the first season's great. First season is perfect. Doesn't do a lot of the normal superhero human conventions. As far as anything interesting happening this season, Karen Fukuhara's brother died, Butcher's wife died, that's it. A whale died.
A whole bunch of people in the building died.
There was a ton of deaths. A lamplighter.
I expecting more shock and awe than what we got this season. That's all.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I don't want to say they don't have a plan. I think they originally had a plan for the seasons, but they saw the popularity of it. So now they're trying to stretch it out a little bit. Third season thing where they realize something good's happening. I mean, you saw it in The Walking Dead. It wasn't that second season or the third. It was about the fourth season when they said, okay, we're going to do 5 more seasons of The Walking Dead. And then they decided to stretch everything out. Realize that all those previous storylines and everything was building up a far more tighter told story. Your point, Barry, about talking about Butcher's family, then going off and going into Frenchie's backstory, I mean, which was cool, but at the same time, you didn't get a sense that it fit into the overall story until, say, Frenchie's was the only one that really fit into it because it introduced Lamplighter and gave you an idea what was going on with that. The first season was the same way. It was just, we were so shocked by what the hell they were doing that you missed it. Because I rewatched the first season, I'm like, yeah, it's kind of the same way. You had episodes that just didn't go anywhere. A lot of Homelander posing and just being a dick, but nothing that pushed things forward. And then the last two or three episodes, or they saved everything for the final episode. And then you had the big reveals and the big shock and awe moments. The big shock and awe for this one was Stormfront getting Anakin Skywalker.
I hate you! All right. So, Keith, what score would you give the whole entire season of The Boys?
I get a 7.5. I definitely watch a couple of episodes or a couple of moments in the season, but as a whole, I'm not going to sit there and sit through the whole thing again. The last episode, I'll give that a solid 8. It was entertaining. It was funny. It was also informative, but wished again that it had told that the story itself, that it had a more of a shocking kind of payoff at the end, like the first season did.
All right, Matt?
I'd give it an 8.5, mainly because it took a while for the story to take off. Especially given the limited episodes that we did have, I would think that you would go ahead and try to, rather than push everything towards the last couple episodes, spread it out. That way you're eager. I mean, I get it. They released 3 episodes at one time, and I'm like, oh, okay. Thinking that it's going to develop, and it's not until like episode 4 or 5 where I even had the least bit as far as intrigue. Not quite up to par of first season, but still pretty daggone good.
All right, so I'm going to give this a 6.5. I think it's watchable, but flawed. And a lot of the flaws happen those first 3-4 episodes, and the later half of the season just felt rushed. And I'm not sure with some of the unnecessary storylines. Like some of the stuff with Huey, some of the stuff with Butcher's wife. Like, I mean, again, that episode had to set up the last episode, but there should have been more interesting ways to accomplish that. And I think maybe next season might be a lot better that they clean the slate what happens. And then you also have another angle, which was the church seemed like it could be interesting, but then that just gets wrapped up in a hit explosion. Hopefully they have something planned for season three that can equal season one, but it shouldn't be that difficult to top season two because they just kind of went off in a whole bunch of different tangents did not need to go into. But any other wrap-up thoughts?
Where they're going to go with season three, mainly because Soldier Boy is going to be in it. I guess they're a parody of Captain America. Essentially, most of this has been parody on DC. Like, how are they going to go about doing it? I know they made fun of Daredevil and, I guess, Hawkeye, but what are they going to do with Captain America, especially being that Captain America is like the premier guy, at least in the MCU?
If they're bringing in Soldier Boy, I wonder if they're going to bring back his whole superhero team for the future. I mean, it's definitely going to be Huey's going to be enmeshed in that Congresswoman becoming the Soup. And I wonder if they're going to go with teeing up a Homelander's attempt to take over the government. They took a moment in that last episode to show that softer side, the Homelander. Again, at some point, you got to be able to say who can just beat the crap out of this guy. Just stomp his face in or something. Because I'm getting a little tired of his ass. He's funny and great, though. Some endgame for taking this guy out.
Yeah, if he's season one Homelander, you have to have him stop. But like now, the way that they're dealing with Supes, everything's just thrown up in the air. It doesn't even really matter. All you do is just blackmail him. Spent most of the season doing it to Queen Maeve. So that is The Boys season two. So again, watch season one if you have not seen it. Rewatch season one if you just need a refresher on it. And then follow up with season two. Then listen to this podcast again and see if we were right or wrong. But I'm right all the time. And that's the Beast Game Podcast.